Welcome to another podcast by Air Insight.
This is Addison Shonland. It is July 21st, 2017. I have guests today from Pratt & Whitney Canada, Nicholas Canellis, who is VP of General Aviation Programs for Pratt & Whitney Canada, and Jeffrey Corbeil, General Manager, Aftermarket Commercialization at Pratt & Whitney Canada. Gentlemen, thank you so much for being with me. And let's start off with my first sort of item I'd like to ask you about, which is essentially around the fact that new aircraft programs always seem to follow engine progress. So what can you tell us about new engine development?
So, Addison, thank you very much. It's nice talking to you again. Of course, you know, engine programs, we don't stop. We have been developing engines for over 50 years, and we lead the market in general aviation products throughout the industry. And we continue, as you know, our latest is, of course, the 800s, built on the platform of the geared turbofan, the NGPF family, and the 800s are now, you know, well on their way in production. And we look at the rest of the products on our side, at least my programs, the PT6 turboprops. Tough market, but we continue to work with all our OEMs to produce new engines which will give value to their operators and to our combined customers. The 140, of course, is the latest one that we developed a little while ago, and we're now getting on multiple aircraft. Of course, I can't tell you which ones because those OEMs don't want us to, but you know, we are leveraging an engine that is the largest in its class, the most efficient in its class, 15 to 20% bigger than anything else in our small PT6 family, at least 5% better in fuel burn, and power to weight ratio that really has no comparison in the market. And this is a kind of aerodynamics and materials and technology that we are going through all of our family and looking at introducing throughout the product line. Of course, as you know, we've talked about the fact that we are introducing and not yet where electronic controls for the PT6 turboprops, and in the future, of course, a 2,000 horsepower engine. Lots of work we're getting together, and when we're ready to tell you about it, on a product side, we'll certainly get back to you.
Good. So it's good to hear that there's something going that can make the airplane OEMs excited and come up with something new. So next week, of course, is EAA. So what might people in the general aviation market look forward to in terms of Pratt & Whitney Canada offerings?
Well, as you know, we've been very busy in developing services and developing technology which was there to help our operators in enhancing their experience and being able to better manage their products, reduce their cost of operation. You've heard about our oil analysis technology, right? We've been talking about it for a while. We've been doing a whole baseline. It's capable of predicting future events in a way that no other technology that exists today has been able to, keeping those aircraft and engines in operation and addressing what we may see well in advance of any significant maintenance situation. So, you know, being really proactive and going down that line. We started the process, of course, a while back with our FAST system and our ADAS system, grabbing data and being able to leverage that for maintenance. And there's new things we're going to talk about, new features and offerings for our operators out there that Jeffrey will talk to you about now.
Yeah, thank you, Nick. So, yeah, on the top of the FAST solution that you've described and the oil analysis technology, we really see these two technologies meshing very well together to drive to a 100% planned environment for our operators. So, you know, we've been very focused at bringing this, and you may know that we initiated that mission starting with guaranteed pricing a few years back, and we've launched over 30 PT6 Smart products since then, addressing the whole gamut of the fleet with King Airs, with Caravans, and the likes. So we continue to be very active at that level. We'll also be launching, initiating the launch of a certified pre-owned solution in a quest to play a bit more of an active role in used aircraft transactions and facilitating used aircraft movement, with providing a guarantee of a warranty of 1 year at 1,000 hours after doing an inspection on the engine. So we'll be talking about this at Oshkosh next week.
Well, that'll be great. Obviously, you guys are focused on the turboprop business. Do you see the turboprop market increasing their market share compared to piston engines in GA? I mean, do you think that there's a move? There seems to me to be a move towards increasing use of turboprops in the GA airplane market.
Well, I think the certainly the turboprops have demonstrated the reliability, the durability, and the ability to adapt to the changing requirements of the market, changing needs of the operators, and have built a solid position in the market landscape. As you know, single-engine aircraft have depended on turboprop reliability and durability and predictability to be able to operate in the way that they do. And Europe has just joined the rest of the world in allowing single-engine turboprop commercial IFR operations. So I think from that perspective, there's a significant amount of benefit, but I also still see a position for some of the other engines in the current space. Turboprop engines tend to start, at least in our family, well over 500 or 600 horsepower. And, although we're looking at solutions, and we've communicated that, we're looking at solutions for lower power ranges. There's a lot of aircraft, there's many aircraft out there that depend on those smaller engines. So we see a place for different offerings in the market.
Hmm. GA has been a bit of a slump for some time. This is my last thought, really, and obviously next week at EAA, everybody will be talking about this, but the GAA market seems to be in a slump for some time. What do you guys see in terms of recovery?
Well, actually, when you talk about GA, there's lots of parts of GA, right? The general aviation product line that we have, I think, fairly well represents what's out there in general aviation aircraft between the turbofans and the turboprop aircraft and even in some ways helicopters. The market, to tell you the truth, we've been just as stymied by the dynamics of the market as everybody else out there. Since 2008, there's been a significant slump, of course, in the jet market, and we had a dip as well in the turboprops. Luckily enough, the turboprop market, the general aviation turboprop market, has come back somewhat and has been fairly steady. There's a lot of reasons why. Different levels of innovation, different efficiency levels. A lot of them are workhorses. People use them for business. So there's a lot of rationale as to why they will continue to fly a certain amount, more than some of the other aircraft out there. At the same time, we do see potential for more flight. We see some hours at EBACE this year. We did hear reports in general of increased flying across the board and as well on turboprops. So, and with the announcement, of course, of the set IMC regulation changes, we see even more for turboprops. So I think it's a mixed bag. For the next 12 months, we see relatively flat deliveries, but potential for an increase in the near future. We hope a lot more than that, but I think the market will tell eventually. There's a lot of factors, as you know, that impact that.
Thank you so much for your insight.
Well, thank you again, Addison, for involving us, and and talking to us. We appreciate talking to you as well.
Thank you.
This recording is copyrighted by Air Insight.